Suddenly from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Now, we've heard about this wind before. Like, in the beginning, the wind, the breath, the ruach of God hovered, brooded on the abyss and breathed what? A word. And what was the word? The first word, the wind, the breath of God spoke to us was, let there be. And just as the dance of all creation was birthed out of that gracious, spacious invitation to become, so now today, this Pentecost day, the body of Christ is birthed in that wind. To invite again and again and again in the language of each one's heart, be. Be you. Be you beloved. Be you beloved in Christ. Jesus, who we believe is that word, become flesh, often emphasized this. He'd say, now y'all, however you say that in Aramaic, he'd say, now y'all, that wind, that breath, that spirit of God, don't be scared. Don't choke. Don't get rigid. You gotta relax. This wind blows where it wills, and you don't know where it's coming from, and you don't know where it's going. So just let there be. I'm gonna get some more water. Could it be construction? No. And really thinking about the new construction, I'll tell you the truth. I feel that breath in this congregation right now, breezing through us. And when a couple of times I have walked into that new space in the blessed silence after the workmen have gone home, I picture us all flowing all through there like a song, like a breeze, like a deep river spirit that really lets us and those who will come to join us be. When our grandchildren were little babies, which was about 5 minutes ago, we bought a little machine that made gentle noises, you know about those, to help them nap or to go to sleep at night. And the two sounds that they loved the best were the sounds of a heartbeat. I'm guessing that reminded them of their mothers in the womb. And the sound of a breeze. Like God's breath breathing, flowing like a spirit river. Even today, our 3-year-old grandson, without the sound machine or music or any sound or rhyme or reason, he just starts flowing, dancing like a breeze is just flowing through his body. Tom's not much of a talker. His older sister does that for him. But he just lets it be. Wiggling and waggling every fiber of his being. Now, nobody else in our family is much of a dancer. But when he lets go, I'm telling you, when he lets go and looks at us like he is really seeing us see him in all his 3-year-old glory, and he grins at us, inviting us to be enraptured, well, we are. And we boogie along with him, smiling back, unself-conscious, everybody swaying, flowing like you do at a great dance. Friedrich Nietzsche said, I could only believe, and now this is weird from Friedrich Nietzsche, I could only believe in a God who knew how to dance. Who knows? Maybe the beginning of all of creation was God's yearning for a beloved universe to dance with, to flow with, all connected across the vast spaces that separate us and the differences that compartmentalize us, that box us in, that cramp our style and stifle our wiggle. If God dances in the sounds and the silences, if God dances like Tom, I really, really like that. We are born with a capacity for about 40 sounds. And we learn to dance those sounds into languages. And Pentecost is the day that celebrates the Holy Spirit's power to leap across even language barriers. And today, there are going to be 6 children baptized. But you know what? 4 of them can't even speak English. They're little babies. And like Tom, they're into the universal language, the depth language of need, of love, of fear, of delight, of wiggle and wail, of contented sigh and babble. And you know what? We're not going to wait to baptize them until after they get an intellectual understanding of church doctrine or can make an ethical choice. Not a one of them has made an ethical choice to date, I guarantee you. Or have some talent to give or to prove themselves in any way. Instead, we will baptize them today not because of what they have accomplished or what they can do. We baptize them to thank God for what each is, who each is created to be. And because we want to share with them in the depths of our beings the languages of need, of love, of fear, of delight. So happy Pentecost. Happy birthday of being. Deeply, mysteriously, breathing every breath we take in the breath of God, in the Spirit River, in the waters of baptism, in the flow of the dance, in the flow of love that never ends. Amen.